Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 28, 1840, a letter to the editor of the Barbadian newspaper made various suggestions on dietary and lifestyle habits practiced throughout the ages. Clearly, the writer was a person who had some interest in food and health. For him, one of the keys for healthy living was to keep thy feet dry, thy skin clean, thy digestion regular, thy head cool. Don't drink logwood wine, but brandy, whiskey, rum, or gin. And a fig for all the doctors. The fact that the writer felt that rum was good for a healthy living leaves us to assume that there was an awareness of Barbados's rum history and a believer in Barbadian cultural practices. In fact, the writer was an admirer of worldwide alcohol traditions. It was therefore no surprise that the writer went further and pointed out that he made wine in Cyprus, Italy, Belgium, Russia, Greece, Pitch Lake wine in Trinidad, and Tropolizo wine in Barbados. He noted that if his instructions were followed, winemakers in Barbados and other West Indian colonies could successfully make thousands of gallons of their own tropical wines within a year. He then boldly stated that, should jealousy, ignorance, and gruggery blame or praise me, I do not care. The writer then advised that if persons were interested in his recipes for local wine and other purposes, they should consult the local newspapers where he had published recipes, which were listed as 38 in the Mercury, 37 in the West Indian, 17 in the Globe, and 7 in the Barbadian. It is clear that the writer was someone who was not only a winemaker, but also what we would call today a natural health enthusiast, and was proud of his craft and was confident that wines could be successfully made in Barbados. The writer was not wrong, because manufacturing alcoholic beverages has become part of Barbadian culture from the early days of European settlement. An alcohol tradition that combined European, Amerindian, and African traditions using local ingredients. With the introduction of sugarcane, one of the products developed from the sugar production process was rum bouillon or kill devil. That became rum. Barbados's rum is now known internationally as a superior alcoholic beverage. Additionally, the prediction of the writer has come true, as Barbadian-made fruit wines are now readily available on our supermarket shelves, a testimony to the confidence of the writer to the Barbadian newspaper on this day in 1840.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.